The topic is purpose. It has your name on it. And I decided to basically go with that particular title for the workshop, because in reality, it does have your name on it, because it is your purpose. It is your purpose that has your name on it, and I just thought that it was fitting. Now, I know you have heard or probably have read books about teachings, and you have, you know, probably talked to yourself, read, listened to other people talk about purpose. Well, today I really just wanted to give you some nitty-gritty. I wanted to give you some deep-down information about what exactly is purpose. And I am one of those individuals to where I learn by giving. I love to give knowledge. I love to learn also, and I love to delve deeper. And so, you know, I was looking at all the stuff that I had and everything that I had been through, and, you know, hearing other people talk about purpose and even myself, and I thought to myself, wow, we're giving them this information, but no one has really ever said what the real reason of purpose is. You know, like they really haven't broken it down. And so today I should say, that's what I want to do. I just want to break it down for you so you can get a better grasp, a better understanding of what purpose is and how it pertains to your life. You know, I want to talk about, there's several points that I want to make. The first point, again, is what is purpose? The second point is how do you find your purpose? And then the third point is how do you walk in your purpose, all right? Okay, so let us go ahead and get started. I think that this is going to be something wonderful for you guys to be able to just, like I said, go back, think, meditate upon it. And I really want to get this through so you guys can go back and enjoy the rest of your day, okay? Now, as human beings, we all want to feel significant in some way. And you want to feel that you being here on earth means more than your parents just getting together just for a few minutes. You know, now for some of you on this call, you may have already have a glimpse of or even an idea of what your purpose is. And you may need clarification or you may even need definition. For others, you may have a yearning for more, a yearning that just simply wait, a yearning that says, you know what, there is so much more to me than what other people can see. There's so much more to me than what I even see or know, and that there's so much more, and for some reason, I just need to find it. I need to understand that you were created by God, and you are not some accident. You are not an accident at all. God has a plan for you, and you have a purpose in life. Yes. You know, sometimes we go through life and we think, why am I even here? And we think, you know, that, you know, or let me put it this way. Sometimes our birth may not have been in the best manner, or some people may say that, oh, you were an accident. They may say it jokingly or something like that. But I need you to understand that God created you, and you are not some accident, okay? God does have a plan for you, and that you do have a purpose in life. Now, Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Oh, my gosh, I just love that particular scripture. Why? Because it says that before I was even placed in my mother's womb, before I was being knitted together, before you was being knitted together, God knew who I was going to be. God knew who you were going to be. Okay, and he has already appointed you. He has already set you apart. He has already said that I have something for this particular soul, this particular person to do. And to me, That's awesome, because it says that God was thinking about me. I don't know about you, but for me, that's what it means for me. Let me ask you, have you ever tried your hand at maybe at different entrepreneurial activities, and they seem to have worked for a while, and you thought that whatever you were doing was for you at that particular time, but somehow, somewhere, it just still didn't fit? You get what I'm saying? Did you ever try your hand maybe at Avon or Mary Kay or at Prepaid Legal or any of those other little, any other thing out there that you felt like, okay, you know, I'm going to try this. You know, this is I like doing stuff like this, or I like doing that, or whatever it is, and I think this is going to be, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing in life. And you tried those things, and they seem to have worked for a while. But, you know, after a while, you still felt, you know, incomplete. Well, that was you trying to find your purpose. That was you trying to find your fit and you walking in it. But, you know what, you really weren't fully aware of who you were and what you were called to be. And those were just steps that you were taking. You were doing it on your own without guidance or even without help. Now, all those days that you may have persevered and you were wondering who you really were, and all those nights that you missed because you felt unfulfilled, whew, and I have been there. Listen, I want you to know that God has had his hand on you the whole time. And he has just been waiting for you. He has just been waiting for you. And that's why I'm so glad that you are here, because you're now able to get this information, this knowledge, and to apply it to your life and go to him and seek his wisdom. So the very first point is, what is purpose? Okay? What is purpose? Now, dictionary.com defines purpose as reason. Something exists or is done. Something, the reason why something is made or it is, et cetera. So, for example, first of all, let me tell you, I love questions because that's just the type of person that I am, and I love to give examples because I really like people to understand what I'm trying to teach them, okay? So, if we said that dictionary.com defines purpose as the reason for which something exists or is done or used, the example I'm going to give you is, let's look at the chair. A chair, the reason, okay, that a chair exists is to be sat in, okay? The reason the sun exists is to give light and to warm the earth, all right? The reason a car exists is to give transportation. The reason Jesus exists, or I should say existed, was to bring man back into fellowship with God. Okay? So purpose is the reason for which something exists or is done, is made, is used. So instead of asking, what is my purpose, ask yourself, what is the reason I exist? What is the reason that God sent me? What is the reason that he has placed me here on earth? What is that reason? Now, I do believe that people get the reason behind why they exist and the general what of why they exist mixed up. But there is a clear that I may have just confused some of you there for a moment, but I'm going to give an example of what I mean, okay? Personally, I like to say that purpose is the reason that God allowed us to be born. It is the theme of your life and how you are basically going to carry it out. So here's the example. If John the Baptist, okay, John the Baptist, if we go to Luke chapter 10, verses 12 through 17, okay, says here, and I'm going to be coming from, I believe this is the King's Version. He here. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he is the Lord, and he is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel for the Lord in the and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." So I hope that you guys got this, okay? So the last particular verse 17, that last portion, okay? Now, John the Baptist's purpose, once again, purpose means the reason that you exist. So John the Baptist's purpose was to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Do you get it? Okay. So to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. That was his purpose. So let me give you some other examples, okay? Here we go. Let's say Judas, okay? Judas Iscariot. Now, what was Judas's purpose for being here on earth? What was his purpose, the reason he existed for being here on earth? Well, it was to betray Jesus. At the end of the day, everything that happened, his purpose, his reason was to obey Jesus. See, God needed someone to betray Jesus. That's just how the event basically had to unfold. And his life was the one to do it. That was his reason. Now, it wasn't a reason that many of us wished that would happen to us, but that was his reason for being born, to betray Jesus. Now, another example would be Moses, okay? Moses, his reason for being born was to be the leader of the children of Israel, okay? He was basically their leader. Now, we have so many other different people. We have Martin Luther King. What was his reason for being born, okay? What was his reason? Look at President Lincoln, okay? What was his reason? I would love to say that President Lincoln's reason for being born was basically to end slavery and to the proclamation to end slavery. Let's look at some other people. Let's look at Amber. I don't know the young lady's last name, but if you look at the Amber Alert, okay, Amber Alert came because of a named Amber. Now, we would not have had Amber Alert, and we all know what alert is. That's like if a child is missing or something, then it's called an Amber Alert. Now, we would not have had an Amber Alert. There was no Amber, okay? Now, Amber had to basically give her life, and it seems harsh, but that was probably her reason for being born. Because now, the reason why we have an Amber Alert is because of her. Now, look at all of the other children that have been lost and have been found because of what her death, and I should say her life, really accomplished. Okay? Now, another person would be, let's see here. Who else can I think of? Another person would be Helen Keller. Now, if you look at Helen Keller, we know who Helen Keller is. She was really a famous person because of her disabilities, and she didn't let her disabilities keep her down. She was blind. She was deaf. And she was dumb. So she couldn't see, she couldn't hear, and she couldn't speak. All she can do was feel. And she didn't let her circumstances keep her down. You know, not, she became a founding member of the ACLU. You know, and so because of Helen and what she had to go through, now we have all of these other people that have disabilities that now they feel that there's nothing wrong with them, that they are perfect and fine just the way they are. You know, so we have to understand that your purpose is the reason why you exist. Now, let me give you an example for myself. In my life, my purpose, okay, is to be a conduit of knowledge. Now, when you think of the word conduit, because when God gave it to me, you know, I ran straight to the Bible. I mean, not the Bible, but the dictionary. I'm looking it up, and I'm like, God, what is conduit? Never really heard that word. I was like, well, what does that mean? So, but, you know, a conduit is an artificial channel. Okay, an artificial or a natural channel, and it takes from one and it gives to the other. And that is exactly who I am. Because I love to take the knowledge that I have gained from either God or through my own personal experiences, through others, whether reading a book or just listening to a tape or the Word of God or just something, and I love taking that knowledge and sharing it with others. And so when God gave that to me as my purpose, the reason why I was born, which is to be a conduit of knowledge, it just made so much sense. Now, how I go about using that or how I go about manifesting that is a whole different thing. And you know, we'll go more into that later on. All right? So once again, I want you to ask yourself this question. Why do you think that you exist? Why do you think that you were made? You have to understand that the purpose, your purpose is just the beginning of who you are and what you are called to do. Your purpose can be grand, and it can change the life of so many people, or, you know, it can be small and it can be meaningful. But whatever it is, whatever your purpose is, it's yours. It's your reason. It's not anyone else's. It's your reason. Okay, so let's go to our second point. And our second point is how do you find your purpose? Well, my answer to that is really simple. You can't know your purpose unless God reveals it to you. And I honestly do believe that. You can't know your purpose unless God reveals it to you. You know, revelation comes by seeking and submitting, and you have to want to know. You have to have a deep desire to have an impact on the world around you. You know, many people, we go through this world. Sometimes, you know, there's people, they go through the world and they never know what their purpose is. And then there are others that live it without even realizing it. If you want to know, you have to seek it. If you want to know it, you have to seek it. And you have to go to the source of who made you. You have to go to the source of who put whatever he placed within you in you. And that is God. I mean, it's like you're trying to find. It's like you're driving, okay? You're driving, and you're following directions, but you don't have a map. You know, how are you supposed to find who you are if you don't really know why you are who you are, and you can't find out who you really are and what and why you are here? Unless you go to the source. And so that source, once again, is God. You know, you may have a general idea, or sometimes you may have just bits and pieces, but the real reason, the ultimate reason, comes from God. You know, in the secular world, they teach you to look at your strength, and they teach you to look at your weaknesses, and they, you know, they talk about your passion and the things that you're good at, and that's okay. And it is part of all of who you are, your purpose. But it's not, it's what I'm trying to say is it's only the what and the how, okay? They are still not addressing the reason. Now, here's a question that I've been asked before. Does a person have to be a Christian in order to, for God to reveal his purpose for their lives? Well, my answer is no. Now, why do I say that? Well, just as the sun shines on the just and the unjust, God desires and his will, it encompasses everyone. It encompasses all of us. And his will get done one way or the other. Let me give you an example here. The prophet Isaiah prophesied almost 150 years before this particular person was born, and his name was Cyrus, C-Y-R-U-S, okay? Now, Cyrus had great things that he was supposed to do. He was not a Jew. He was not an Israelite, and he didn't necessarily knew of God, the Almighty. He knew of his own little gods, but he didn't know of God, the Almighty. But his birth had already been prophesied. His birth had already been foretold, and it was a reason why he was born, and it had to be, and it basically dealt with the Israelites. Listen, 150 years before, okay? So, no, I don't think that you have to be a believer in Christ or a Christian for God to reveal his purpose in your life. No, I don't believe that. Now, the secular world may not acknowledge God as the source that reveals to them their reason, but you know what? Deep within them, they know that it's more to them than their mere existence. They know that it's something deeper. They know that it's something there. They just don't know what. They just haven't put their finger on it because they haven't connected. They haven't connected to God, which is the source. Now, you have to take some time to ask yourself deep questions, and the truth of the matter is you have to be willing to answer them. You know, what are you really wanting out of life? What is it that will make you complete and that you are willing to do it? If you know that you are called for more, that there is greatness within you, then it's up to you to determine if you are going to stay in safety or if you're going to go for it. God gives each and every one of us a choice, and we need to understand that, each and every one a choice. When he called Moses at the burning bush, okay, Moses could have said, and here we go in 21st century vernacular, he could have said, God, I'm sorry, you have the wrong person, but I'm not going, okay? Or let's look at Paul. After Paul's face and the scales came off of his eyes, and you know, and after he had seen the vision in the road to Damascus, you know, Paul could have said, "Look, God, I know that you have called me, but God, you know, I was just out here killing folks that believe in you, that you know, that believe in this Christ, and now you want me to go out here and say that I have been redeemed and I have been." Turned my life over, man, Lord, I think you got the wrong person. You know, but they didn't do that. They made a choice. And just like they went ahead and did what God asked of them, they were scared. They were frightened. They had doubts. They didn't think that they were a leader. They didn't think that they can do these things. You know, God had great things for them. And I'm sure every step of the way, they felt like, God, are you sure? Me? So you too have a choice. You too need to choose what you want to do. So the other question now goes to how does God reveal your purpose to you? Well, you know, it can be revealed in a vision. It can be revealed in a class, through an experience, through a book, through the word. It can be revealed through prayer. moment, or it can even be a peaceful moment while you're meditating, okay? It just depends on who you are and how he reveals it to you. But God will reveal it to you if you seek him and if you seek it. Once again, you have to want to know, okay? He will reveal it to you. You know, from my own personal experience, God revealed it to me as I was praying. I had prayed back several years ago, and I, you know, I just really wanted to know what my purpose was. I was just, I had just done everything that I could have done. I had every entrepreneurial venture, I did it, you know, and everyone, I just thought it was me. This is me. This is what I'm going to be doing. And it wasn't. And it just got to the point to where I said, God, you know, I need to know why I am here. And I prayed to him in October of that particular year. And I specifically wrote it down because at that time in my life, whenever I was praying, I wrote my prayers down because, once again, I'm a writer and I love to write. And that's how I love to communicate. I love to write my thoughts out. So when I pray, I would write my prayers out. And then I would say my prayers out loud back to God. And so I wrote my prayers out, and I prayed to God, and I asked him, I said, God, I need to know my existence, why I am here. This was October of that year. Now, this was several years ago. Now, in November of that same year, God gave me, he came and he spoke to me in my prayer as I was, you know, I didn't just stop at that one time, but I continued to pray that prayer. God, I need to know, please tell me why I am here. What is my purpose? There has to be a reason why I'm here on this earth. I just refuse to believe that I have just been born to just live a life and then die. No, it has to be a reason why I'm here. Okay? And so this was October. I'm praying, just completing, just, you know, saying it over and over and over. In November, he answers me. He shows it to me in my prayer. It comes to me. I'm sitting there. I'm meditating. And clear as day, conduit of knowledge. And I say, What? You know, then I immediately go to the dictionary and I start looking up, like, what does this mean? And everything didn't come all at once. And then in December of that same year, then he gave me exactly what he needed me to do. See, it was step by step by step. And that is exactly what he is going to do for you. So it could come, once again, while you're reading a book, while you meditate, in a class, in a vision, whatever it is, but see, you have to be seeking, you have to be wanting, you have to be knowing, you have to be with your ears and your eyes spiritually open, ready to receive, okay, the information that is going to give you. Now, here's another question. Can your purpose change over? And my answer is no. But however you do it or how you manifest it can. Now, remember that your purpose is the reason that you exist. And there's only one reason. There's only one reason. Now, you've got passion, you've got gifts, you've got talents, you've got your calling and vision. Now, all of those play into your purpose. And you need all of those for your purpose, okay? And they are vitally, vitally important. But vision and purpose really go hand in hand. Vision is the ultimate conception of what God says is capable for your life. And let me say that again. Vision is the ultimate conception of what God says is capable for your life. Remember earlier I told you that I was going to just give you some more example about we know what purpose is. The purpose is the reason why you exist. Now, how you carry out that purpose is a whole different story, okay? So Now, let's see who. John. John the Baptist. So we know what his purpose was, okay? John's purpose was to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Now, how did he carry out that purpose? How did he manifest it? How did he walk in it? Okay, well, he taught. He taught the people. He baptized them. He preached to them. He showed them an example, by the life that he was living. So do you see what I'm saying? Okay, Moses. Now, Moses, he was to be the leader of the Israelites, okay? How did he carry out that purpose? How did he carry out his existence? He did that by teaching them, by showing them, by bringing the word of God to them, okay? So do you understand what I'm saying by how you carry it out, how you manifest it, okay, is really different than what you were born. I am so sorry, but my call was dropped. Oh, my goodness. So I'm not sure where I left off, but let's see here. Okay, I think that we were talking about how your purpose is revealed to you, and then we mentioned about, and then we started talking about the reason for your existence. Okay, all right, let me get my train of thought here. Well, the reason for your existence may lead you to be a part of the secular world or even the Christian body. And whatever it is, you must know that you are ultimately serving God. You know, they may be to find a cure for gout, or your purpose may be to save the life of an individual that God needs to be the mouthpiece for his work. Your purpose may be to show the world his supernatural healing abilities. Okay? Your purpose may be to give your life to someone, to help someone, whatever it is, you have to know that ultimately you are serving God. You have to know that ultimately that we can't change it because it is for a reason and it has already been ordained. It can take 30 years, 40 years, 50 years before your purpose even comes into fruition. What do I mean by that? Well, there's a specific time for everything, and including our fulfillment of our purposes. The time leading up to our destinies being fulfilled is God getting us ready. Remember I told you that earlier at the beginning of the class? I said sometimes you're doing this and doing that and just sometimes things just doesn't even seem to be working out. Well, that's God getting us ready. That's you trying to purpose that, but not really looking to the source, okay? And that is why until you start walking in your existence, your purpose, you may feel unfulfilled. You may feel unhappy at times. You may feel restless. Let's look at the life of Jesus. Now, once again, his purpose was to bring man back into fellowship with God. But, hey, he didn't start walking in it until he was at least 30. So what was happening during this time? Well, he was getting prepared. Yes, he was. He was getting prepared. And the same thing with Moses. His purpose was to be Israel's leader. His process, you know, was placed into motion at the age of, 40? Kill the Egyptian? But God had to refine him and purge him and get needed. And so, the question that I have for you today is, can you look in your life today and see where you have been refined, see where you may have been trained? What has happened in your life that you think will be a catalyst for what is to come? Whatever it is, God is getting you ready. Understand that. He is getting you ready. Now, if you're here today, it's because you're ready, and God knows that you are ready. So that's why he's had to take this course, this class. It's time for you to start the process of inquiring and seeking God's face for answers, guys. It is. Because it's very important for you to start on the journey, because it's going to happen with or without you. God is going to do it, okay? So let's go to a third point. And our third point is, how do you walk in your purpose? Okay. You have to understand the reason behind the existence. In order for you to walk in your purpose, you have to understand the reason behind your existence. When God reveals your purpose or your reason for being here, for being born, then you need to know it's for several reasons, okay? All right. One is to glorify God in this world. It's to praise and to worship Him. It's to spread the gospel. And it's to use your gifts and talents in you, okay? You're not just here for a reason. Once He gives you... Once He reveals to you why you were born, your existence, your reason for being on this earth, okay, ultimately it's for Him to get the glory out of your life, your actions, whatever it is that you're going to do. It's for you to use the gifts and talents that He has placed within you. It's for you to spread the gospel, for you to praise and worship Him, all of those things, okay? So that's what I mean by understanding the reason behind your existence. Now, here are some questions that I need you to ask yourself, okay? One, what values are important to you? What message would you want to share with everyone? If you could do something for the rest of your life and money or time was not a factor, what would it be? What experiences and trainings have you experienced in your life that make you who you are today? Is there a particular group or sector in society that you love relating to? When you're old and gray, what would you like to look back on your life and say that you've done or even accomplished? What? You know, all of these questions will help you when walking out or even carrying out your purpose. So the answer to the question, which is, or I should say, answer to the question for the third thing, how do you walk in your purpose? Well, at the end of the day, you walk in your purpose by being obedient. You walk by just doing it. Once again, you said your purpose is what? The reason for your existence. So you walk in your purpose by doing it, by being obedient. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures that deals with purpose, that deals with obedience, that just deal with your walk as an individual and doing what God has called of you to do. There's a lot of them. You could just jot them down and just, you know, when you get some time, just go back and meditate. Read them and meditate upon them, okay? So Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, Isaiah 48 and 17, Psalms 32 and 8, Jeremiah 1:6, Romans 8 and 28, 2 Timothy 2 and 20, Jeremiah 29 and 11, Isaiah 58 and 11, Proverbs 19 and 21, Exodus 9 and 16, Isaiah 42 and 6, Ephesians 2 and verse 10, Proverbs 3 and verse 5, Proverbs 16 and 9, Colossians 1 and 20, Isaiah 14 and 24, Isaiah 14 and verse 24, and also verses 26 and 27, Ephesians 1 and 11, Joshua 1 verses 1 through 8, Psalms 37 and verse 23, Proverbs 1 and verse 33, Proverbs 20 and verse 18, and John 6 and 38. And the last one is Acts 20, verse 16. What you have been destined to do will change over time. But if you are obedient, you will ultimately be doing you. You will be walking in your existence, your purpose. So let me say that again, okay? How you do what you've been destined to do will change over time. But if you are obedient, you will ultimately be doing you. You will be walking in your existence. You will be walking in your purpose. Okay, so let's do a recap here. So our class today was purpose. It has your name on it. We talked about three things. The first thing was, first point was, what is your purpose? And we said that purpose is the reason that something exists or is done, is made. We talked about that. We talked about, the second point was, how do you find your purpose? And then we also talked about, how do you walk in your purpose? Okay, so if you have questions about teaching, please, I want you to send me an email at teleclass@ministries.com. I will place, okay, teleclass, call on whatever that is, and then I want you to put purpose. So I will know exactly which teleclass this is, okay? Now, for those of you that want to go deeper and you want to learn more about purpose and passion, I do have two additional teachings available. The first one is Purposeful Living, Discovering Your Spark. It is dealing more about purpose, about more about walking in it. I'm coming from the scripture of Habakkuk chapter 2, and 2, I believe it is, write the vision and make it plain. And I really go into depth about that. I talk about your calling. I talk about your gifts and talents a little bit. And so that would be really good if you want to go deeper about your purpose. Then the other one, Passion for Your Purpose, and that one is about learning about having passion for your purpose, the reason why you were born, okay? And it just goes more into in-depth about passion and how you can have it and how you can walk in it. And so if you want to know more about those, if you even want to order those particular CDs, go to my website at TeresiaSmithandQuintana.com, or you can go to PhenomenalWomanInChrist.com, or you can go to Teresia, TereciaH.com. Okay, now we're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for us there. Our Twitter account is LifeSparkMen. And my Twitter is Teresia, TereciaH. You know, we have blogs. I have blogs. I have television radio program on Blog Talk Radio. So, so just look for me. Look for us there. Now, before we leave, I have one question that I have to ask you. Well, more than one. Maybe like two. I told you that I ask a lot of questions. So here it is. Now that you have been given the word, now that you have gained insight, now that you have gained wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, how are you going to utilize it today? What steps are you going to take? What do you need to move forward? And when will you start? All right, so that is it today. I want to just say thank you so much for joining me here on The Purpose. It is in you, teleclass. And I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed day wherever you are. Bye-bye.